Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Minimalism Made Simple podcast. My name is Rebecca, and I'm the blogger over at minimalismmadesimple.com. I encourage you to head on over to that website to check out our free printables. I also recently just launched my ebook, which is called Why Minimalism? The Choice is Simple, and I'll leave a link for that in the description below. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and let's get started with today's episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's episode. So we're going to talk about 5 unexpected decluttering secrets you wish you knew sooner. So clutter, it's a sneaky intruder that overstays its welcome in our homes, workspaces, and minds. We all know the basics of decluttering, to sort, keep, or toss. But what about the unexpected tactics that could amplify your space? So let's unleash the potential of your living area and inner zen through these unconventional decluttering secrets that will have you breathing easier in no time. So let's start with the 90-90 rule for those items. So if you're feeling the pressure to part with items you know you should, but don't quite want to yet, enter the 90-90 rule. If you had a doubt about an item's usefulness in the last 90 days, but can't list a specific situation where it will be needed in the next 90, then it's time to free up that space. The next one I have for you is the 4-box method for decision fatigue. So indecision is basically the silent killer of decluttering. So combat it with the 4-box method. Label 4 boxes: trash, give away, keep, or relocate. And as you face each item, make the immediate decision that feels right. This shift can reduce the emotional weight that can come with decluttering. Let's move on to the next decluttering secret. So that would be digital decluttering for a tidier tech life. So while the visible clutter is the star of your tidying show, digital disarray can be quite stifling. So let's start by tackling your digital desktop, organizing files, photos, and bookmarks, and deleting what no longer serves you. And yes, even screen captures of that recipe that you might make might have to go. So streamline your email with labels and filters for quicker navigation. And don't forget the social media cleanse. This is important. Unfollow those posts that add to your mental clutter and curate a feed that inspires you rather than overwhelms you. Moving on, let's go to the sentimental items. So it's hard to part with sentimental items, and often it's not the physical presence of these objects that we cherish, but the memories that they hold. So let's take photographs of the items you're on the fence about and create a digital or physical album that you can revisit anytime. This way, you preserve the essence of this item without compromising your space. The memories remain there, and your shelves can breathe new space. The last one I have for you is seasonal switch out with a declutter spin. So when it comes to seasonal clothing and decor, the typical strategy is to pack away the off-season goods. But here's a twist. Before you pay the attic or closet a visit, evaluate the contents. What didn't you miss? What could easily be replaced by more loved and useful items? Donate, sell, or discard the unnecessary, and then store the seasonal stuff that you love. And this approach not only declutters your life, seasonally or semi-annually, but also makes room for pieces that truly reflect your style and serve their seasonal purpose. I hope that these 5 decluttering secrets will help you in the game of decluttering, and that these unconventional tactics could actually help you to create more space in your home. So the result of this is a living space that aligns with the lifestyle that you want to lead, that is open, inspiring, and free of the weight of unnecessary stuff. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And don't forget to click on the link below to get some free principles and access to my ebook. So I will catch you in the next episode. Bye-bye.